Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Hey. Hey, wake up.
What? What is it?
What's wrong? Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Shh.
What the hell is that?
What is it? Is it a bear?
A bear in the swamp.
What if it gets in the cooler?
I told you we should have brought it inside with us.
We barely have enough room as it is. Can you just...
What?
Scare it off.
Oh my God. Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm sure it's just, it's just... Oh my God!
What is it?
It is not a bear.
Surviving camper does not appear to be seriously injured, aside from a large handprint-shaped bruise. The camper claimed they were attacked by, quote, a huge, hairy Bigfoot. An official from the Department of Parks and Recreation said this is the first bear-related death in the area since 1978, and would caution visitors to always keep an eye out for wildlife when camping, and to not leave food out that can attract animals. As for any Bigfoot dangers, well, it wouldn't be the first time that claim here in Hawk
Walk. Peyton Blake?
You must be Vipin Khurana?
Thank you for meeting me.
Yeah, well, Jeremy assured me he wasn't just sending the B team to chat because he couldn't be bothered, so I assume you know what you're talking about?
Wow. Okay, that is a hostile way to introduce yourself to someone.
Yeah, excuse me for being blunt, but there aren't a lot of people that I trust with discussing these matters openly.
But you trust Jeremy. I hear your first meeting was a bit of a...
I understand Jeremy's stake in all of this. He's connected to the other side, whether he likes it or not. You, I don't know, or the nature of your interest in this.
I'm getting my PhD in mythology, and I've just discovered that magic and monsters are real. Is that a good enough reason?
So academic curiosity is why you wanted to talk to me.
The truth is why I wanted to talk to you. Why did you want to talk to Jeremy?
To get him to accept the truth.
That Thomas needs to go back into the... What did you call it? The liminal?
That Jeremy is in possession of a gift that was never meant to be given.
Okay, I know we're still not totally sold on her, but it really seems like we'd be dead if it wasn't for Peyton.
Really? I thought you were perfectly capable of fighting big monsters.
Look, I'm sorry about the other day, okay? I shouldn't have been so hard on you.
No, I get it. You've been a cop your whole life, and you probably see what I do as frivolous.
It clearly isn't. Your knowledge about this stuff might save our lives. It might save my life.
Yeah, well, it didn't serve me any good against that howler.
Well,
God, I mean, there have been sightings of Bigfoot for years around here, but there have never been a death. It's just these scattered bits of evidence over time.
What kind of evidence?
Like, I don't know, you know, large bipedal footprints, which obviously plenty of hoaxers have created in the past in order to drum up press or attention or just for the sheer joy of pranking people.
But now,
all of it feels like an indicator of something much, much more dangerous than any popular conception of a Sasquatch.
I don't understand how it could have come back so quickly from the other side.
I don't either. Maybe Peyton didn't banish it properly.
No,
or fuck, I don't know, maybe the Fey Realm is able to send it right out again.
It's not good. Those rune carvings are the only protection we have right now. So if they barely give us any time to breathe, huh?
Yeah, and there's also no reason to think that there's only one of these monsters.
Is that supposed to be comforting? If
we can't spend all of our time waiting for the worst thing to happen.
The worst has happened, Jeremy. Someone is dead.
Listen, I'm just saying, we have to look at what's right in front of us, okay? We have to gather as much information as we can. Right now, Vipin is talking to Peyton. Anne and Olivia are...
Why is Vipin talking to Peyton?
What do you mean? She's trying to get more specifics from her on what the gathering might know.
Yeah, I think she told us everything that she knows. He shouldn't have bothered with her.
Well, she actually reached out to me. She wanted to talk to me for some reason.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. So I told her that she could say whatever it was to Vipin, and he wanted to meet her anyway. Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? You seem...
It's just... Look, I don't want us running around in circles, that's all.
Ugh, I just feel like we're going in circles.
Oh, I actually think the problem is we haven't found any circles.
Oh, you think you're funny, do you?
Look, it was a long shot anyways.
But it shouldn't have been, right? Like, we know for a fact that Alden got lost somewhere around here, and there's no way he could have wandered all the way to Freetown. And Thomas said that Alden remembers walking into a forest, so...
Well, it's not like we combed through every bush.
Rehoboth State Forest is like half a square mile. Okay, we searched the whole thing. Like, I know it was 80 years ago, but I was hoping for something. A circle of mushrooms, a weird path of flowers, out-of-place tree.
A doorway to another world.
What if it wasn't even about the mushroom circle? Mushrooms grow in weird formations all the time, and just because it stuck out in Alden's mind doesn't mean that's the way he got taken in. What if it was something even more innocuous?
Well, then we might have walked right past the evidence and not even known it.
Exactly. I want to know where the traps are, because then I won't fall in.
Honey, I don't think it's as straightforward as that, Liv. You know, you have to be willing. Or you're supposed to be willing. And you know well enough not to go following strange voices in the woods.
Yeah, except that's all we're actually doing. I was starting to think maybe there was some kind of Bradshaw Hoskins family curse, but maybe it's just the way we are. Like, something in our blood that makes us want to walk right into places we shouldn't.
I don't think that's just a Bradshaw-Hoskins trait. Plenty of folks would say the exact same thing about me.
Yeah, so we've got it doubly bad. First Thomas, then Jeremy, then Ethan. I mean, who's next?
Jeremy didn't get taken.
But you don't think he's just wandered off, do you?
No.
The messed up thing is, part of me wants to see it.
See what?
The other side.
Oh. Liv.
I mean, come on. Aren't you curious? It's like Narnia.
Evil Narnia.
I mean, Narnia was kind of evil Narnia during the whole Eternal Winter bit.
Liv, no.
I'm not saying I'm gonna go doing a weird sacrificial ritual to try and walk through the wardrobe or anything. I'm just saying that impulse is there. Maybe that's why our family has been so easy to lure, because there's something in us that already wants to go.
But people don't even get to the other side. They get stuck in between. And I think we both know that that's not an enviable fate.
No, people don't get to the other side as far as we know. But it's not like you can send a text back and say, "Hey, I'm in Fairyland, they got great food here, never coming back." So we would never know.
Text?
It was a joke.
No, I know, but it made me think. There's a question we haven't been asking.
All right, fine. You got questions? Ask them.
How does the Gathering know about the Fey Realm? About the deal? About any of it?
It's the whole reason the Gathering exists.
What?
The Gathering is just the most current iteration of a community that's been in operation in one form or another for centuries. Stewards of the gate between worlds.
You're telling me there's an exclusive club that's been around for hundreds of years that controls mystical forces? You know how that sounds, right?
Yeah, I do. And it's not like that. There's no controlling this thing. There's just knowledge.
Oh, and human sacrifice to some kind of otherworldly force that has to be appeased.
For the last time, it is not human sacrifice.
Oh, so the Gathering is the one group in the entire world who knows about magic, and it's entirely up to them to keep this tenuous veil from ripping open and unleashing some kind of fairy chaos?
Do you want me to tell you what I know, or do you just want to deride my work and get out whatever frustration that's pent up?
Okay, you have to understand that this is all a bit... Well, I mean, you weren't born knowing this stuff, right? At some point, you had to be told.
That's true. But I was told so young that it feels like I basically was born with this knowledge. My father was the Virginia chapter leader before me. I've been going to Gathering meetings my whole life. Saw a snallygaster for the first time when I was 12. Learned about the deal when I was 16.
You saw a snallygaster? A real snallygaster? Like the reptile bird thing?
With the tentacles and all. Yeah.
How did you kill it?
My dad did. The veil there gets really weak at random times and places. It's even more fickle than here. Or at least, it had been.
So it wasn't like there was something wrong with the liminal?
No. Our rituals have moved like clockwork for at least the last century. But that's not the only way stuff slips through. Too much occult or pagan activity, everything from Wiccans doing their normal practice and not realizing it's having side effects, to a group of people on a ghost tour that are buying into the stories a little too much. It can all leave the door ajar.
Wait, so are you saying that the gate is opened by belief?
And closed by belief as well. Why do you think there were so many reports of the supernatural in the past? It was more accepted. More people actually believed, so more stuff bled through. Chicken and egg, round and round. What?
It's ridiculous. Like, clap if you believe in fairies and they'll stay alive? That's true?
I mean, Peter Pan got everything else wrong, but all stories have a grain of truth in them, right? Even if it's a really tiny grain of truth.
I wanted to believe. Before I knew any of it was real, I really wanted to believe. To experience something that defied explanation, and then to be the one to find the explanation.
You didn't break the gates wide open. Don't worry. One person can't do all that much.
Except close the gate by giving themselves over to the liminal.
Yeah. Except that.
I don't get it. If the Gathering knows all of this, why didn't Celeste just tell us? And how did she get the ritual wrong?
Secrets are harder to keep the more people you tell. Only Gathering leadership is told the truth by the outgoing leaders, and chapters don't communicate as much with each other as we should.
But Celeste was a leader.
Something went wrong here.
Yeah, no kidding.
From what I understand, things sort of fractured here in the 70s.
Yeah, there was an offshoot, the Children of Tituba. They were more on the side of propping the door open for good.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens?
Bad leaders have been chosen. Sometimes someone finds out about the other world and kind of loses it.
And that's what you think the Children of Tituba was?
I think after the Children, everything here broke down. No one knew how things were supposed to go, so when it came time to keep the Fey Realm happy...
No one knew how. Okay, but how does that work? If all it takes is one person to not pass down the information for everything to go haywire, then how are we not...
constantly on the verge of collapse? Who says we aren't? Think about it. There are still sightings and encounters all over the world, all the time. People see Bigfoot. They think they've been abducted by aliens. Boats disappear at sea. Kids go missing. Most of the time, those things are the result of human behavior or cruelty, but sometimes... sometimes it's the other side bleeding through.
And how many of these gates are in the world? Does every state have them? Every country?
I have no idea. I know I seem like I'm an expert, but I'm not. I'm an expert in my area, and I'm tapped in just enough to know that something was really wrong up here. But there is so much of the picture that I don't see.
Right, but what about your dad? I'm assuming he's retired now, but he must have learned a lot when he was a leader.
He's not retired. He's gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We knew it was coming.
He was sick?
No. He left. That's how it works in Virginia. Becoming leader of the gathering means eventually stepping into the liminal.
What? So he was the...
the volunteer. Yeah. It's cleaner that way. The secret gets kept and no one ends up in a place they don't want to. The leader gets to prepare their successor before they go, and they know they'll eventually be replaced in the liminal.
Replaced? What does that mean?
It's a temporary sentence. They move on.
Move on where?
That I definitely don't know. Maybe just... death? Whatever that is. My dad always thought it meant going over to the other side completely, living in the kingdom. I think he liked the idea of being in a magical world, monsters and all. I'm kind of hoping for disappearing entirely. I don't know that I'm on board for eternal life in some other place.
You? You're the replacement.
So the story goes.
What? Why in the world would you agree to that?
I get to live a full life before then. Have a family if I want, mentor someone, protect the world. And I'm gonna die anyway, so this is just adding a pit stop.
Thomas said it didn't feel like 40 years.
It felt shorter?
It's unclear. I think he couldn't tell. I think sometimes it felt endless, but that because he didn't age, it also felt like no time at all. But I'm sure it's different for every person.
Well, he's the only one who's ever come out after going in. So he's probably the best source of intel I'm gonna get.
Look, I know you want him to go back in.
I don't want anything except for the deal to be honored and the gate to be shut. If someone else wants to go in, they are more than welcome to, but... what kind of life could he have now, hmm? Really? He's been declared dead for decades. He can't undeclare himself without becoming some sort of government pincushion and...
No, but people steal identities, you know?
Sure, but then what, hmm? He watches his son, most likely, die before him? He loses his wife before he's even 50.
They never actually got married. Anne and Thomas, I mean. Not yet.
That's not my point. And they seem pretty till death do us part, regardless. And one of their deaths is going to come a lot sooner than the others.
But he barely got to live the first time. He has a daughter and a grandson he has never met. A son who's grown up without him.
And that will never not be a tragedy. But he can't get it back. Even if he had the whole happy family unit in place, he would never get that time back.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, I was thinking maybe tonight you and I could go out, grab a beer, get a burger somewhere.
I'd have thought that you would want to go back to Anne and share what we'd found.
No, I think we can take one night off without the world ending.
Well, that's a very different tune from what you were singing earlier.
Look, I don't know how much time I have.
Dad, please don't talk like that.
No matter what happens, I want to make sure to spend time with my son. Maybe we can even make it a new tradition. Pick a place, go there every week, just the two of us.
That does sound good. That sounds great.
It'll take a while for me to catch up on all that I've missed. I want to hear about California and Oxford and geez, everything, really.
God, I don't know where to start. I mean, honestly, there's not a lot to tell, I'm afraid. I spend most of my time in California and Oxford in class.
Well, I want to hear all about it. Maybe I could even come out to one of your lectures.
Yeah. That might have to wait. My students this semester are well aware enough of who you are that I'm not sure that they'd be fooled with your updated haircut.
Fine, next semester then. And in the meantime, you can tell me what you do outside of teaching.
You mean, like, now? Present day?
Yeah. We still have about a half a mile.
Yeah. I go to conferences sometimes. I meet with other academics. Mm. We swap research. Mm. I don't know. There's usually some kind of faculty gathering once a semester. But, you know, school and I've been working on the book, so
right.
Those things keep me pretty busy.
But how about friends? Met a girlfriend? Huh?
Oh. Yeah. I've never been much of a, I don't know. I guess I'm not a super social person. And dating just always has felt like it's too, I don't know, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Dating must have changed. You never wanted to get married? Have a family?
I haven't met anyone that I had interest in sharing my whole life with, and I don't think I would honestly make a very good father. What about you? What, I mean, God, you must be dying for human interaction after having spent 40 years with a kid.
I've always loved kids. Before, you were my favorite person to spend time with.
I was a baby. I was a toddler. I mean, it's not famously good demo for conversations.
Oh, come on. You were wonderful. Curious, You're funny. Always loving. You were so open, so giving. Kids often are, but it was like nothing scared you. God, it was like nothing could hurt you.
I have this, like, memory of just of feeling so safe when I was with you.
And now?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Did I? Then what happened? You're not that open and trusting boy anymore. I mean, from what you just said, you've kept yourself guarded, alone. It feels like that's because I left.
Well, first of all, Dad, you didn't leave.
But it's still my fault, isn't it? That you don't have a full life, that you're unhappy.
Whoa, who said I'm not happy? My life is plentiful. Just because it doesn't look the same as yours or what you maybe expected for me doesn't mean that I'm not fulfilled.
So you are fulfilled? You're not lonely or wanting.
Yeah, I mean, of course there are things that I want or ways that things could be better, but you didn't condemn me to some life of misery because you went missing. Plenty of people grow up without two parents, and they turn out just fine.
I know. I was one of them. But that's not... It wasn't just about me going away. It was the way it happened.
I don't know what you want me to say here, Dan. That growing up with people telling me that my dad was killed by a cult wasn't traumatizing? I can't say that. It did shape the person who I am today. But there is no way for me to know what I would have become if you had stayed around. I mean, God, if I had been raised by you and Anne, which is what would have happened, right?
Your mother and I, we were figuring out shared custody, but yes, I mean, the plan was for you to live with us.
Look, none of this matters right now. Not really, because I grew up the way I grew up. I am the person that I am now, and there's nothing that any of us can do to change that unless we, I don't know, if I figure out how to use magic to time travel or something. But until that time, we are stuck with what we have, and that's just fine.
Okay. I don't want your life to be fine, Jeremy.
Then stay. Don't listen to Peyton. Don't try to do something selfless. Just stay. Stay and help me figure this out.
I already promised you I would, but I also promised Alden I would get him out.
Right, then we'll figure that out too. Okay? Come on. We gotta keep going. And for the record, I'm not lonely, okay?
Olivia said that Vipin is probably your closest friend.
The fuck? Why are you and Olivia talking about my social life?
I'm curious about you, Jeremy. I don't want you to be isolated.
I'm not. Vipin is a good friend to me. Yeah, we work together, but I also like to think that we get along, too. I had a great catch-up just now with Sophie.
Where you talked about the Fae Realm?
Plus, there's this legend trip that I just met. She's becoming a friend. Actually, honestly, the fastest friend I've made in years. We've got similar interests, and she's, I don't know, she's easy to talk to. She seems to understand me, which, for whatever reason, is a little bit rare. And anyway, the point is, I really don't feel lonely.
All right. I just never pictured you as a, I don't know, an eternal bachelor living with just his books for company.
Oh my God, that's a bit harsh, don't you think?
I'm not trying to criticize.
Really?
No, I'm trying to understand.
Wow.
When I was your age...
Dad, you've never been my age. Literally
okay,
never
right,
been my
right,
age.
Right, you're right. I just want you to be happy. Okay, that's all. That's the only thing any parent wants.
Then can you please just accept that my happiest life might look different from yours? No spouse, no kids, no job. That means carrying around a badge and a gun. I like my life. And I will be happy when we figure out how to protect you, okay?
Okay.
I don't know why it wasn't the first thing we asked him about.
There's a lot going on, Nana. I think you can be forgiven for not taking him down the list of unanswered questions.
Yeah, but now we know. We know it really was him on the answering machine. He found a way to communicate somehow. So if we figure that out...
we could figure out a lot about the liminal.
Exactly.
Anne, I'm trapped here. I've been trapped. Things are thinning out. It's opening again.
See, he was trying to warn us, and when he first came out, he said he was hearing Celeste's voice, so maybe there's a way to communicate to the liminal, not just from it.
Has he mentioned anything about that?
No, he hasn't, but like you said, there's been a lot to focus on, so...
sure, but if he knows something about how all this works and isn't telling us... well, we should ask him, I guess.
No, Thomas wouldn't knowingly keep anything from us that would be useful.
Right, yeah, I know.
Okay, so when he and Jeremy get back from that campsite, we can play him the message, ask him what he did to try to get it out and what he meant by it. And then maybe we can get word into Alden and coordinate with him to try to break the deal somehow.
He's 7.
Well, he's been 7 for 80 years. I have a feeling he's more competent than your typical first grader.
That's a good point. Okay, so if we are able to communicate with the in-between, then maybe... what the hell?
Okay. Okay, just stay calm, Liv.
Is this what happened before?
Yeah.
And you're sure it's not an earthquake?
Do you hear that?
Music?
Yeah, you hear it, right? I think it's coming from the other side. It has to be.
You mean the liminal?
No. The other side.
All right, here we are.
All right, yeah, something definitely came through here. Look how much brush is trampled.
Well, some of that could have been the campers that got out of here in a hurry, but we should look for any... footprints or fur or hair, anything that would give us an indication of what attacked them. If it was the same thing that almost attacked us.
Lots of human footprints, the regular kind.
Yeah. Well, I'm no forensics expert, but those look like 2 distinct shoe treads. And those would be the campers.
Thank God for muddy ground. Wait. Ooh, over here. Look at these deep punctures in the ground.
Tent stakes?
No, look. Those are here. I recognize the formation from them when I used to go camping, but these, 5 in a row, like...
like whatever attacked that cow?
Yeah.
Did the howler have 5 claws? Did you get a good look at it?
I wasn't actually paying attention to the fine details.
And why would there be just claw prints? There's no footprints.
Well, the thing we saw standing was on 2 legs, so maybe it was on its toes, basically? You know, pushing its claws into the mud for leverage?
Right.
Wait. Here, there's 2 more prints with 5 claws here, too. Like its front paws or something.
Those are much smaller than the hands we saw.
God, it might not even be the same animal. Hell, these prints could just be from a regular old bear or something.
Ugh, every time we get to one of these crime scenes, I just feel like I'm further away from all of it. You all right?
Yeah. Just stiff bones. My joints have been sore all day. Shaking off the dust, I guess.
Dad, what if...
wait, maybe it's a shapeshifter. There's plenty of those in folklore, right?
Yeah, all kinds. There's, did you hear that?
Must be more campers.
Maybe. There, it's coming from over here.
No, it sounds like a woman.
Yeah, there's something about it. I can almost make her out. Hello? Someone there? Wait.
Son, are you okay?
Oh, my God. Oh my God, that's not possible.
What is not possible?
That voice. That voice. I know that voice.
Come here.
What? Who is it?
They will be better.
It's Celeste.
You can trust me, Jeremy.
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein. Sound design by Vincent DeJani, Rima Ilkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young. With music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandamisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.